N for nest. Building nests has been an activity going on in the studio during the preparations of animal dances, because we have a lot of stuff like blankets, sticks, other objects, and one thing to do with them is to build a camp like children do, right? Or like us sitting here under a blanket, among the chairs, we could spend here a few hours to retreat or to find a little home within the home. Nest is also something that, if you go from the camp to the nest, is what animals build. Not all animals, but birds do it. Reptiles, some insects also, and fish. And among the mammals, you have the chimpanzee, who is an avid nest builder, apparently. Like, an adult chimpanzee builds up to 19,000 nests in a lifetime. I don't know how long a chimpanzee lives, but it's a lot of architectural work. There haven't been many studies of nest architecture among chimpanzees, but it involves a rather complex architecture, and depending on the season it's also different, so it involves also a learning process. So say in winter it has different insulation and so on. And I imagine that in the future architects will study more and more these kind of nests of mammals, or of chimpanzees in this case, to develop sustainable architecture. So rather than bricks and to look for more natural ways of insulating a house, etc. Yeah, thinking about the nest, I was reminded of a text that Martin Nachbar wrote a few years ago about the work of Steve Paxton, entitled Nested Nests. And there the nest, or the idea of nesting as embedding, is opposed to the frame. If we think of the theater as that which frames certain realities, or within a piece that there is, say, dance material that is framed in terms of a representation or to set a contract with the spectator, it is always driven by some representation on the one hand, but more with recognition even. And it creates distance at the same time. But we could also think the other way around, that this frame doesn't come from the outside, but what if it comes from the inside, which is basically what dancers do in their training. They're negotiating patterns within their bodies, so the patterns nested in their bodies, and they have to articulate that from the inside out. And then we could speak about nesting. So the dance is nested in a body and needs to be articulated on stage for it to find a home. And if we unfold that further, it might be a frame that produces imaginary bodies on behalf of the dancer, but also on behalf of the spectator. So for both of them, through this dance, to feel at home in the theater, they need to build a nest together, or the dance needs to be nested on stage. And it's perhaps a much more corporeally embedded approach to the production of imaginary bodies on stage, much more empathetic also than the idea of framing, which we're used to speaking about